You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Do you want to sit back and put your feet up while I read some
sure,
listener letters?
Sure, we got some e-letters.
Oh, my God. These are so good.
We got some good stuff. They're funny.
All right. Let's start with Katie. Do we want to start with her? Yeah. Katie and Parker. Hey to the boys with a Z.
Holla, Katie.
Would you please settle an argument we're having right now? She doesn't say who the we is. I have to assume she and maybe her significant other.
Okay.
Would you please settle an argument we're having right now? I don't want to give away too much in case it would prejudice your answer. But basically, the question is, who is it acceptable to hug and who is off limits? Thank you. We'll be listening. Katie, and she's down
good.
In Parker. You want to take first shot at that?
I will say at times I feel like it's inappropriate to hug your boss. There's been a couple occasions where Brenda,
yeah, but
Queen
Steve
Bee,
Marshall's a pretty
well,
good hugger.
Not Steve. What about Brenda, Queen Bee here? I've hugged her on occasion. We were at an awards ceremony last month, and I hugged her a couple times. And even when I did, I was like, this isn't right.
Why?
I should be handshaking or something. Yeah, something just didn't feel... Although she really, like, latched on. Mm. And she, I mean, it was a solid
get
hug
a little,
from her. And it
awkward.
Was like, it was a little long. On like, I tried to let go.
She wouldn't.
But she was like, she and then yeah. she pulled me in, and it was like, and in my ear, she went, shh. Like that, which is weird. Shh. So that... It got a little weird with Brenda.
I love that so much.
Tight grip, strong arms. Well, so I would say, yeah,
your husband's out of town.
Your GM. No, he was there. He was like, he was looking. He was like, yeah.
Shut up.
And in my other ear, he went, shh.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did you sign your contract yet?
Nope.
Idiot.
Darn it!
You say these
darn
things.
It.
You say these things after you sign the contract.
It's tomorrow, I think, isn't it? Darn it! Oh well,
oh, that's funny.
That's funny. Sorry, Brenda.
So, how do we answer her question? Who is it acceptable?
What's the question?
Well, who is it acceptable hug? Like coworkers? I hug
no,
coworkers.
No, I don't hug any coworkers anymore.
I don't like, make it a practice, but I mean, it will happen. Like even Shannon, before she went
nope.
on her vacation
nope.
or whatever, she said, "Hey, I'll see you in a couple of weeks." Gave a hug, and away she
yeah,
went.
No, I don't do any of that anymore.
No,
no, not in the current climate. I just feel like anything could come back on you. You know?
Oh,
I don't hug.
Well, she initiated it, so I don't have to worry. About
doesn't
it.
Matter. So I say coworkers then. Is that what you say? Anyone else is fair game?
No, I think it's acceptable to hug a coworker.
It's got to be friends or family.
I don't want to live
who else
in,
would you hug?
I
like
don't
if
live in that
you go to
world.
Get your plates at the DMV when you're done with your transaction, you stand up and hug the person and say thank you.
Well, I got to tell you something. If you get exceptional service at the DMV, that is worth a hug.
I'd give him a tongue kiss, honestly.
Right.
Like,
like,
get me in and
oh
out of here.
God. Oh my God. The
gosh.
Last time I went to the DMV, it was less than 3 minutes. And I even commented
oh
to the wonderful woman there at Arapahoe County that I was talking to. I said, this is spectacular.
You give that person a back rub, shoulder massage.
And on top of it, you know what she said? Because I didn't say anything. I just gave her my information. And she just looked at my ID and she kind of hands it back. She goes, I listen to your show every morning.
Oh, well, that's why you got such good service.
No, but I was in and out of there in 3 minutes.
You might know me from the radio.
That's like a Jeremy special, less than 3 minutes. Are we done? Are we done with Katie?
Yes.
Katie, we don't know how to answer
I don't
that.
Know, Katie.
Hug whoever you want.
Whoever you want, you creeper. Quit hugging people.
This is from Trisha. Good evening, boys. She uses the Z.
Oh.
She says good evening because I looked. She sent this like after 9 o'clock on Monday night is when it came in.
Okay.
She says, I know Dom loves massages and Jeremy is afraid of them.
Yeah, they kind of creep me out a little.
But what would you do if your massage therapist makes random humming sounds? Let me explain this.
Okay.
She's the best massage therapist I've ever been to. But at odd random times, she'll just give out a humming sound for about 2 seconds. Then quiet. Then a few minutes later, another.
So weird. You wouldn't be able to relax at all. That's all you'd be focused on.
Trisha says, at first it worried me, then it made me laugh inside, and now it's annoying. It sounds like, to me, and this is me interjecting, it's like a tick. You know, people have different ticks, whether they're facial movements or sounds or something. People have ticks, and I think that's what that sounds like to me. Trisha says, you can't say anything to her about it, can you? Or maybe she has no idea she's doing that to all her customers and would appreciate a heads up. And then she puts, bye, with an exclamation point.
Bye.
Thanks, Trisha. Mm-hmm. Bye to you. Do you say something?
No, because then I think it will affect the quality of your massage, because your massage therapist will be then focused on not humming and then not doing a good job because she's too focused on the humming.
So let her hum.
But then if you let her hum, then you can't enjoy the experience because that's all you're focused on is the hum. You need to switch massage.
You
got
to go to
therapist.
A different massage therapist, because there will be people who lie there. It doesn't bother them. They don't care. And she'll do a great job and make a lot of money.
Yeah. This is all you're going to hear if you don't say anything.
Trisha, I agree with Jeremy. You cannot say anything about it. What would you say?
Hey.
Excuse me. Can you stop humming?
She's like, huh?
All right. We have two more listener letters to get to. But first, listeners want to sound off about the ones we already did, the hugging one and the humming massage therapist. Troy wants to talk about the massage therapist. Troy, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
What's on your mind, Troy?
Well, what it is sometimes, and I've just seen it in the past, and the massage therapist may not know she's doing it, but as she's working it and she finds that knot or that tight spot, they found the problem.
They're like, there it is.
Right.
And it's satisfaction getting to, rub that knot out. So
Troy,
she's happy.
Thank you for the call. That's a good point.
That might be what it is.
All right, here's Lorraine. Lorraine, what do you say about the humming massage therapist?
Hi there. I think that the gal should bring it up to the massage therapist. Otherwise, to me, it really isn't the best massage she's ever had, because she's calling the radio station for advice. So I think she needs to let her know.
But don't you think then that therapist that's all she's going to focus on then is her humming? Versus,
you might ruin her whole month.
Versus the massage?
Oh. No, I don't. And what I said earlier, too, is that someone brought to my attention that I had a habit of clearing my throat often. Excuse me. And I didn't realize it. So now I'm a little more conscious of it. But if the gal's going to get butthurt about, the humming, then she just needs to know.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Good and Lorraine, know. You did not clear your throat once during
not
our conversation.
Not once.
Except
Very
when
smooth.
You were telling us about it.
Very silky.
So that's good. And then to talk about the hugging, here's Erica. Good morning, Erica. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you want to say about this?
Well, so I think I'm a big hugger. I think hugging can be fine, but especially sometimes when I hug, so personally, I have a larger chest, and I think people think I may be trying to get a little close, but I really can't help it. I'm just hugging, and especially depending how tall they are. So I think there's more factors and variables to the hugging, but I think hugging's great. I think people need and desire human touch.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Listen, hold on just a second.
I hug you,
did
Erica.
You only did you only call us just to tell everyone that you have a large chest? Is that the only reason you called?
Well, I didn't know it was me on the radio, so I wanted to tell you boys I had a
large
chest.
Oh, hey, that's very nice. It's like hugging a human cloud. You fall into it.
Oh, Erica, we love you. You go have a great day, okay?
Bye, Erica.
Bye. Now, that's funny.
Call often, Erica.
As often as you want. Are you ready for the last two?
Yeah.
This one's from Heidi, Dom, and Jeremy. Oh, I can't wait to read this to you.
Okay.
Would you ever do a contest where a winner got to pick one of you on the show and then spend a week with you?
Nope.
To see what your life is like.
Don't think so.
We could listen to what she says.
Okay.
We could video the whole thing and put it on Facebook or wherever. Let me know what you think. And thanks for keeping me company every morning. That's Heidi.
So, like, the entire day?
Like a ride-along, only she'd get to spend the whole day.
Can they just spend the morning with us?
No, she wants
like
to
the
see
whole
what
day?
She wants to see what your life is like.
Do they stay over at the house at night? Like, is this a sleepover?
I don't think that's necessary. We could negotiate that, but I think you've got a guest room. I mean, that's not a bad idea, actually. You spend, let's say, 3 days with some person from the show, whether it's me, you, Shannon, Chris.
They'd be like, wow, your life is boring.
You might shatter the illusion.
Let's not ruin it.
Okay, well, I just want you to think.
Wow, you run errands in the afternoons?
Well,
amazing.
Here's what I think. I think sometimes people might wonder if we are the same way in real life as we are during the 4 hours we do the show. And so if they spent a day, they would see, are they really that way or are they a different way?
Now we're this way.
I think we're this way.
Yeah, we just...
Shannon, wouldn't you say we're the same on the air and off? Yeah, she says, yeah, we're just the same. There, you don't have to spend a week with us.
No, it's fine.
All right, so we shot that idea down.
Yeah.
Heidi, thank you. And then from Ben, he says, hey, we have an ongoing debate at work about what qualifies as a chick car and what qualifies as a loser car. Feel free to step in and offer your opinions.
Ooh, that's
from Ben. That's
dangerous.
Chick car versus loser,
loser car.
Loser car,
huh? Is the Miata in there somewhere? That
they
little
still
tiny...
make the Miata, don't they?
They do.
That was like the ultimate chick car.
Oh, boy, I feel like that one kind of falls into both categories. Chick
and loser?
Loser.
No,
on.
Just a chick car.
Okay, chick car.
Because I think those kind of cars, if I see a guy ever driving it...
You're like, loser.
Well, those little dainty
They're
convertibles.
So tiny.
The dainty convertibles and stuff. If a guy's driving it and he's looking around like, hey, check me out. I'm always looking back like, dude, did you borrow your wife's car? I mean, what do you do?
How about like those Hummers, the big Hummers?
I guess we got to be careful because every car we pick, we've got a certain percentage of our listening audience
that has them.
That
I know.
Drives them and loves them. So
how about just those big lifted pickup trucks?
Man, I saw a pickup truck at my apartment building 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
That is the largest. And it wasn't like monster truck kind of. They weren't going for that.
Yeah.
It just, in general, everything.
Some of them are huge.
Was massive. The hood came up above my shoulder. And it was wide enough. It couldn't fit. It took up two spaces. Literally took up two spaces. And I thought,
what's that guy's deal?
What kind of guy drives
that truck?
It's a
power thing. Oh, it's a power
thing. Overcompensation stuff? Is that what we think?
Maybe a little bit at that point.
Gotta
be. Two parking spots? Yeah.
It's got, if you're, and of course he backed in, because if you drive a pickup truck.
It's a rule.
God forbid you don't back into every space.
That's what I do, yep.
Did you see that story that was out the other day that they actually examined backing in versus pulling in normally,
mm-hmm.
and they said 100% of the time it takes you more time to back in than it would if you had just pulled in and when you back out to leave. They said it takes more time.
But it's more impressive. There's something, that's
impressive.
A power thing. Heck yeah, when you pull
I'm
in and
I'm sitting
you,
there having to
back?
Wait while you do the whole 3-point
Love
turn.
The back end.
Oh my God.
Well, it and allows for a quick escape.
Yes, and what kind of vehicle do you drive?
Well, it's a pickup.
Okay, so there's something about pickup drivers.
Something
they
about it.
Back in. Hey, look at me.
I'm America's pickup.
I'm backing into this space.
Quick getaway.
Now, I am a big, big fan of the pull through in a parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and some people hate that, so that I'm ready to make a quick getaway. But the only time you back in is when you're at some place like at a Coors Field game or at the DCPA at the theater thing where
sure.
there's like a rush of people afterwards
yep.
to get out, and it's hard to get out.
That's what you do.
That's when you back in.
All right.
In other words, D move.
No!